Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and we have open phones, as we always do. Should you wish to join us, you can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if everything goes technically correct, we should have more phone lines tonight than we had last Saturday night, which means more potential for callers to participate in the show.
Nice.
Which I like.
More for you.
If you
the
want
listeners,
to,
that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, if you want to utilize that, you know, 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Coming up, we can talk about rods from God. What does that mean? It's a new weapon. And, Captain, you've got that story. That's maybe on the way later on tonight. But what I wanted to start the show out with tonight is Ross Ulbricht. Now, listeners tuning in here on Saturday nights only, if you haven't listened during the week, you may not have known that I was arrested. Well, you might have. You probably heard that over the last few months. But I was arrested in March of this year when this studio was raided by the FBI and various other government agencies such as the IRS and the Postal Service. And I believe there was an ATF agent here as well, from what
I'm told. Treasury, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Theirs were here. Oh, you said that, the IRS?
Yes, they, at least one of them was here on site. Multiple Free Talk Live hosts were arrested, including our friend Nobody, who is currently still behind bars. Six people, all friends of mine, were picked up on simultaneous early morning, freezing cold, 10-degree weather raids back in March. And that was all because of Bitcoin. Because they've been investigating people for spreading Bitcoin without asking for government permission. And this has been something that the federal government has been doing as often as they feel they can get away with, targeting people.
You keep saying things that we don't want you to say, and you didn't ask us permission, and you didn't even pay us for the privilege.
That's right. And so, you know, it's not just us that they've been going after in that way. But this is my first Saturday night back as the main host of
Welcome.
The show.
Welcome. It's now, good to have you back.
Yes, mm-hmm. now that I have government monitoring software on my laptop, I'm able to get on the internet again to a limited extent. I can't go on cryptocurrency-related like exchanges and other sites that might allow you to buy or sell or trade or something like that.
It takes the mystery out of it. I always wonder if they're watching. You know for
now
a fact.
Now you know.
Also, welcome to any federales and other government agents who are listening to the program for the first time.
Oh, I suspect they've been listening for more than the first time.
I'm just saying. Sometimes they rotate people in and out.
Might.
You know,
they might.
Guy gets fired or promoted or demoted or whatever, you know.
So, yes, welcome indeed, and welcome to you, dear listener. You can join us. But Ross Ulbricht is one of the earliest people that the federal government had targeted for Bitcoin-related things. In his case, he is serving two life sentences plus 40 years, because, you know, one life sentence wasn't enough. They had to really, quote-unquote, send a message to other people who would dare do what Ross Ulbricht did, which was create a website. That's what he did.
Well, it's a website that might threaten their monopoly on drugs and violence.
And that is true, because his site was called the Silk Road. It was the first of its kind. It was essentially a free market. I mean, not entirely. There were a few categories that were prohibited. Like, I don't think you could sell poison on the Silk Road, and I believe child pornography was also prohibited.
Right.
But aside from those two categories, I think it was pretty much an open market. And
they like these to be traded exactly the way they have designed. You know, a really violent South American cartel gets involved,
right,
under CIA supervision. That's the way they like these to be traded.
That's the way it's been going for decades. And Ross Ulbricht, you know, just destroyed that whole business model, or at least threatened it. You know, the old business is still in business in the drug trade, but a lot of people are using online darknet marketplaces.
Yeah,
like
making
the Silk Road now.
Making drug interactions, the buying and selling, the market interaction, far safer than any law enforcement agency has ever.
Yeah, yeah.
By magnitudes of, I don't know, unbelievable amounts.
Yeah, that's
and the dark
true.
Web still gets used. It just gets replaced by something more foul and disgusting than what he set up. The way
what do
he
you mean?
Set up. So he set up, you know, no poison, no child mm-hmm. pornography, things like that. Okay, well, you took down that site. Something else came in and took its place. It was a darker, worse version of that. Well, you took that down. Well, something's there now that is even darker and worse than that. And you're just encouraging the people that have the foulest taste to be the ones using the dark net.
I think that there is probably some truth to that, but there are, you know, still sites, I think, that have the original similar restrictions. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I haven't been on the dark web in quite a long time. But it's a very, very useful system that Ross Ulbricht launched. And it has saved a lot of people's lives. It has protected people from the dangers of arrest and the dangers of being robbed, you know, during a drug deal or something like that. Sometimes those things go very, very dangerously in real life. And if you don't know who the dealer is, which you don't, over sites like Silk Road, then, you know, you've never met this person. They're not going to rob you. You're not going to be able to rob them, vice versa, because sometimes dealers get a gun put, you know, in their face. And emptied of their products.
What year was this?
2011.
2011.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they hadn't taken that down, how was the FBI going to run their child pornography ring?
Yeah, for real.
Well, that was
a different 2019,
site.
But, you know.
No, that was 2016.
Wasn't it? Oh, 2016.
Yeah. Oh, 2015,
okay.
I think, was when.
Oh, all right.
You're referring to when the FBI took over a child pornography darknet website and operated it for something like 2 or 3 weeks, thereby facilitating the actual trading of various different child porn images and videos, and then proceeded to arrest some of the people who are using the site that they provided during that time
and
frame.
And added content.
During that time frame, yeah. I think it was hundreds of thousands of images were, at the very minimum, were and videos were traded over that site. But that aside, because whether or not Silk Road ever existed, I think that you still would have seen darknet porn sites, because ultimately these are just forums, basically, that were being operated on the darknet.
Right.
That's not particularly innovative. That's just, we're putting a website forum on the dark web, and bad things are here. But the darknet market had never been done before, and it brought a whole new, like, paradigm to the underground black marketplace.
Imagine eBay selling anything, and I mean anything.
Right.
Right. It had that sort of a vibe to it where people could post stuff. There was, I don't know if there was actual bidding going on, like
it
in an eBay
bidding,
fashion.
No.
It wasn't auction style, but it was a marketplace that resembled eBay in that users and sellers would get rated.
Correct.
So if you were a bad seller, you just got no business because your ratings sucked.
That's right.
Right. If you were a great seller, then you had a great rating, and you got all the business.
And that resulted in better quality product because you actually had open competition amongst anonymous dealers, but because they had ratings, they weren't entirely anonymous. They still had a reputation associated with themselves, and so that reputation went a long, long way.
Well, and I think a big part of this is that you were able to get medicine from people who had not been through their indoctrination process, had not been through their licensure, had not given them a cut, were not going to give them a cut, and you could just cut out that middleman.
Yeah, you really did, although there was still a cut being given to the website, the Silk Road, or their... It's imitators. There are still, you know, darknet markets online today. They take a percentage, but it's a fairly small percentage.
Yeah, nothing compared to the medical academy system that we've got.
Oh, and on top of that, because there's competition, global-level competition. You're not just talking about, you know, in a town like Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. I mean, there's probably no more than a handful of drug dealers. I'm just guessing. You know, I don't go out looking for this stuff. But, you know, there's only so many people who are willing to take those risks in any geographic area. Well, now you expand your entire marketplace to include everyone everywhere can participate in these marketplaces. Some people do decide, like, oh, well, I don't want to ship to the United States. So there's some restrictions as far as where
I won't ship to Brazil.
Certain dealers will ship to, but otherwise it's pretty much a global market. And that drives prices down.
Mm-hmm.
So
and what if they want to cut off a medicine? Like, what if hydroxychloroquine actually does work and you want to try it and see if it works? And
what's
they're
the
like,
other one?
No.
In vector, in I can't pronounce it, in the, in
I have no clue.
It's not the Invector Medicine or something.
But if people want it, there's a good chance it's on darknet marketplaces like the Silk Road. Ross Ulbricht, sitting in prison, was able to speak for the first time at a Bitcoin conference. He's never spoken publicly about the whole Silk Road situation.
I'm told he was punished for this.
He was. He was put in the special housing unit for special people. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. It is the live Saturday show. Open phones as always, 603-283-6160. Coming up, I've got audio from Ross Ulbricht, the very first ever in a decade. You know, he started the Silk Road in 2011. It's now 2021. He was arrested in 2013 and has been silent this whole time. He didn't take the stand at his trial. He's never done an interview, at least as Ross Ulbricht. There was an interview that Wired magazine did with Dread Pirate Roberts, who was the anonymous person in charge of the Silk Road, who at one time was Ross Ulbricht, but Ross denied during the trial through his attorney being Dread Pirate Roberts the whole time. Right. So whether that was actually Ross who was being interviewed by Wired is not clear. So this is his first speaking.
Which would suit the name Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right. If you're familiar with the Princess Bride listeners out there, you would know that the Dread Pirate Roberts was, you know, one of these legends that lived on through multiple people, as was revealed during the movie. And I'm pretty sure that's why the name was chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, by the way, I do want to thank Scott, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Thank you, Scott, for joining the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the United States. We've got like 185 great radio stations that run this show, so thank you to all of them. And thank you to listeners like Scott for stepping up and becoming amplifiers. You get some cool perks. You can join over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk more about Ross Ulbricht and play some of this audio that he created last weekend that aired at the Bitcoin Miami conference for the first time ever, and got Ross thrown into a more restrictive unit.
A special place.
That's right, the special housing unit. Jerome, though, is on the line first in South Carolina. Hello, Jerome, listening to WTMA.
I say good evening, because I need your help. And there's two stories I saw this week. One of them is a guy that says he's fathered 77 children through various forms of sexual contact and being a sperm donor with different women. I said, you know, I've been living in this country. I grew up in this country. I didn't know you could do that. 77 children. He was on Dr. Oz. His name's Nagel. He's like 43 years old. And
no,
he's talking
been busy.
About him like he's like his Ozzy and Harriet or something, you know, kind of family deal. That's 77 children? Come on, man.
That's a lot.
That is a
child
lot.
Support?
Well, I mean,
child support?
You can do a lot if you do sperm doning. I mean, like, if your purpose in existence is to further your genes, the most effective way as a male.
I wouldn't know about that. I won't know.
Everything okay there, Jerome? You got an alarm going off?
Sounds like one of those.
Yeah, we got a little weather problem here.
Sounds like one of those. This is a test things, right?
Right.
And the other one was this Jeffrey Toobin guy. He got suspended because he was on like a conference call or something, and he like exposed himself, showing off his little binky.
I had not heard of the name, so the name didn't ring a bell when you know.
Yeah, he's a lawyer, you know. He's like a lawyer with CNN.
Yeah, once I looked him up here, and then I remember hearing this story. This was earlier, I think, was it this year or late last year? This guy on CNN, he's like one of their commentators, right? One of the talking heads.
I guess I never could stand him, okay?
I don't know who he is. I don't know him from Adam, but apparently what he did, for our listeners who aren't familiar, there was a Zoom conference, which, of course, was everything in 2020, and this guy was on it. I don't know if it was like an inter. Well, do you know? Was it like an internal conference between CNN people, or was this something that was actually on the air?
It might have been an internal. Something with CNN and some other people.
He
worked for a newspaper too, I think.
Yeah, he was okay. Apparently, this was actually October of 2020 when this happened.
Yeah.
The New Yorker suspends Jeffrey Toobin for pleasuring himself on a Zoom call. You guys probably heard about this.
I did hear about this.
Play with the big.
Thanks, Jerome, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. He's having too much fun with that topic right there.
Well, I mean, it was only a matter of time after they figured out that they could have their business meetings with no pants on.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And, you know, of course, he said he was sorry or whatever. And I guess the news this week is that CNN has reinstated him. So that's whatever. That's what people are talking about. Oh, my God. How could?
I wonder what's going to happen. Like, how like his coworkers in the office are going to, like, handle that. No pun intended.
He's going to have some new names. New,
professionals,
you know,
touch like, themselves? Like yeah. It would almost be like less embarrassing for him if they terminated him and then later on he went to work somewhere else. If they reinstated him, now he's going to have to go in and like face everybody because, you know, with COVID sort of being lifted and, you know, all this kind of thing, I'm sure that he will have to face-to-face interact with some of the coworkers who are now intimately, no pun intended, familiar with his... you know,
activities.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I do actually wonder about that. Like, now that people are less freaked out about the virus, like, mm-hmm. are we going to go back to face-to-face meetings or are they all just going to be Zoom calls now? Like, are we moving into Demolition Man?
No, I think we're going to see at least tech companies or companies who are tech savvy, who are mm-hmm. on top of it. They're all going to be like, we're paying how much for this real estate and why?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, especially like, oh, we're like, in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, no, and everybody just go ahead and stay home, and we'll just stop paying all this crazy money for business property and insurance and, you know, all the other stuff, printer, toner, and, you know, all the accessories that go with that, if they stock coffee, if they stock, sure. water, you know, and snacks for their people and, well, and all that kind of stuff.
And some of these companies cut people's pay. I don't know if you heard about that, but when people said, all right, I don't have to live in San Francisco anymore, and they moved to somewhere else with, you know, rent that was half the or less than half the price or whatever, the right. you know, cost of living dramatically down, the company said, well, I mean, we don't have to pay you as much now, do we? And they went ahead and cut their paycheck by 10, 20, 30% or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't like that.
Well, I mean... They wanted to keep the job, right? So they took the pay cut. I mean,
well, and you're competing with a much wider market at that point.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're the person who's willing to move for the job, and that's one of the things that helps you get the job, and we've decided we don't care about that, like, you are competing with a lot more people.
And fact is, now they don't have to drive to work. That's a huge time saver. Think about the amount of time people were spending driving.
You're talking to a guy who has lived that, and I lived that before COVID.
Right.
You know, so I definitely saw an increase in the value of my dollar. Mm-hmm. I basically used geographic arbitrage, right? So I was getting paid a West Coast wage working and living on the West Coast, which meant that I was poor. My rent was super high. My expenses were super high. And then I moved here. And because I worked, I busted my ass for 5 years at this job, and they finally, you know, I asked them for a ridiculous raise, and they were like, well, no, we're not going to do that for you, but, you know, is there any other thing we can do for you? So I was like, yeah, give me my wings. Let me work from home full time. They were like, sure. I moved here, and, like, it was like getting a raise, man.
Right.
Yeah. Like, my rent went down, my expenses
went down.
They didn't cut my
pay.
That's
the best thing.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, and I think a lot of this would have already happened if we had small companies that could compete in this market, but they can't compete in the structure that they have.
The COVID thing just sped up the process of decentralization. The workforce.
Whether you want to talk about exposing yourself on a Zoom call or Silk Road, Darknets, it's all on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
G7 leaders are signing a Carbis Bay Declaration on health to prevent another global pandemic. Under the declaration, the G7 leaders will be vowing to take steps to ensure global devastation caused by the coronavirus is never repeated. The British government said it plans to establish a new center to prevent infectious diseases from spreading from animals to humans, noting that 75% of new human disease originates in animals, and these diseases have been emerging at an increasing rate. Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News. A shooting on a crowded Austin, Texas street overnight left 13 people injured, and police are searching for at least one gunman. The shooting broke out near 6th Street, a popular bar and nightclub district in the Texas capital. Police said victims were transported to the hospital. Of the injured, 11 were in stable condition and 2 were critical. Authorities say it's unclear if there was more than one shooter. One suspect is described as a slender black male with dreadlocks. Authorities in South Florida have identified the gunman who opened fire at a grocery store this week, killing a woman and her toddler grandchild. The sheriff says Timothy Wall killed the child and a woman at a public supermarket before fatally shooting himself. They said Wall first shot the child, then the grandmother bravely interfered and his gun jams. After a struggle, he ends up shooting the grandmother and himself. His family says he was suffering from mental illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We have open phones as always. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160 on this live Saturday episode.
Yeah!
603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Yeah! Oh, I mean Captain.
Liberty.menu is a tool for the freedom-loving community. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you ought to be over at Liberty.menu, where you can list the things that you do, where you can, whether you offer a product or a service, or maybe you've got digital content of which you're the creator, perhaps you're putting together an event that you want people to attend. You can promote all of those things. And you can do it for free over at liberty.menu.
Yeah!
Head on over there and do that. As we continue to discuss Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road founder, who I think I can speak for us all when I say that he's a hero.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the guy did amazing things, and he created a website that changed the way the black market works. And look, whether you like drugs or not, And I think most people do. Now, when,
certainly seems that way.
And I'm including alcohol, okay, when I talk about drugs.
And if you include pharmaceuticals, dude, everyone's on drugs.
Everyone.
True.
Everyone. And true. I am including pharmaceuticals, and people who shop the dark web often shop for pharmaceuticals because they may be in a position where they can't get a prescription for the thing that they need. Or, you know, there's some other reason why they can't get the particular type of drug that they're looking for on the dark web, and so right. that's why they're there.
Yeah, and you may not be able to get or to afford something like antibiotics when you are in a life-or-death situation, and being able to get that without permission, without paying the extra, without paying for someone's old medical school bills.
Well, and there's certain, because governments can't cooperate with each other in any meaningful way, there's certain drugs that are completely tested and legal in certain countries, but not in others. And so if you happen to live in a country where, hey, there's this great drug that's been tested, and it seems like it's perfect for whatever ails you, but you can't get it where you're at because this other country won't allow it, or whatever it is, right? Then you really, I mean, we've heard it all the time. We hear about people going to foreign countries for different, like, procedures and operations, either because it's less cheaper. Expensive or because it's not offered in another country and that kind of thing. This is just more symptoms of the problem of government being solved in a peaceful way.
Well, as long as medicine is regulated by a political structure, then there will always be politics in which medicines are available to which people.
And that shouldn't be.
No, absolutely not. It should be a scientific matter, and it should ultimately be down to the person whose body it is, what goes in it. And they shouldn't be getting in the way, but there's always some profit to be made by making this legal or that illegal, some little backroom deal that's always getting done. Because, oh, well, that's cutting into my market for this, and oh, if you cured that, then I won't be able to treat it this way. And this bypassed the whole thing.
Back in the day, when people used to pool their resources together to hire a doctor for a certain group of people for a year or so, they'd pay the doctor's salary. The doctor would get paid that salary as long as the people were healthy. Now, if people got sick, they would start reducing his pay. That gave the doctor the incentive to keep that group of people he contracted with to be their doctor, gave him the incentive to keep them healthy.
And we have completely perverse incentives.
Yeah, that incentive does not exist in the entire medical industry in the United States.
If you have an academy, a medical academy, that teaches doctors to make people healthy, you will go out of business. If you have a hospital that keeps people healthy, they will go out of business. Whereas if you keep them alive and sick, that is what makes the money. That is what the incentives are.
That's one of the things, like, look, it's not to say that I think doctors are bad news overall. I think they certainly have their place and that they're helpful in a lot of ways. It's like, I'm not interested generally in going to them because, honestly, I don't want you to tell me what's wrong with me. Find things that are wrong that, you know, I feel like I'm okay, but you're going to find something wrong with me. I'm not interested.
Yep. Well, and a lot of really good, decent people go into it for the right reasons, and they want to help people and they want to heal people, but it's impossible because of the institution that exists there where they find it. And whether they're
incentivized to find problems.
Yeah, right. And whether they know it or not, they are indoctrinated in a method that keeps people ill.
But if their incentive were the way I described it, their incentive were to actually keep you healthy, and they would get paid as long as you stayed healthy, then I think that that would be a better situation, and you might change your tune.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people might change their tune. But the incentive structure is what is perverse right now, as Peekless has said.
So people should be able to make their own decisions in these areas.
Absolutely.
Of course, one of the problems with doctors is there's a limited number of them that's arbitrarily, you know, decided by basically the government or the American Medical Association in tandem with the state. You know, if you don't play by the rules that the state specifies, you are on the outs.
Well, and a properly incentivized doctor would not ignore other, like, possible treatments that are outside of official,
like,
medical,
a natural remedy,
like,
or something.
Yeah, homeopathic medicine or herbal medicine, you know, that type
things
of thing.
Things that you can't patent.
Yeah, things that you can't patent and, you know, make a business out of, right? They wouldn't rule those out because they would be willing to try things and see if they work, and then that would help provide evidence of these things that actually heal the human body, right, and make them as mainstream as they should be instead of hiding off in the darkness. You know, nutrition is probably necessarily the largest contributor to a person's health that you're going to find, but how many nutritionists were recommended to people by government entities and all the advertising we saw during the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, well, how many nutritionists are going around to doctors' offices with a bunch of free cruises and other bennies that slather over these doctors?
Oh, free lunch every day for everyone in the office. Yeah,
that's what happens with the medical pill companies or whatever. They have these pharmaceutical reps that go around and pitch these pills.
Right.
It's not happening with, there's no representative for vitamin E or whatever, some root.
And the very worst of this is psychopharmaceuticals, because once upon a time, the government decided that if you were going to insure people medically, you had to insure them not just physically, but psychologically. So, okay, well, I'm going to have to charge you an extra premium because the government says I have to cover all of your psychological needs and I can't just cover your physical ones. Well, people are going, well, I'm paying for it anyway. I may as well get checked out. And I'll tell you what, you look in that DSM, I don't care which version it is, you can find a pathology,
a diagnosis for everything.
For everyone. There is at least one diagnosis of a pathology for absolutely everyone.
And we have a pill for that.
And we have at least one pill for that.
Mm-hmm.
And never mind the whole, like, well, it's got side effects, but we've got a pill for that. That's got side effects. Oh, and by the way, now that I've put you on 5 medications, we have literally no clue what is going to happen to you because we've never tested these 5 medications together.
Well, remember, side effects are just effects of the medicine that aren't the primarily advertised effects of the medicine.
Right, yeah. They're not really on the side. It's not like your little thing of coleslaw when you order your dinner at the restaurant. So, it's not really on the side.
So Russ Ulbricht, when he founded the Silk Road back in, again, 10 years ago in 2011, not only did he change things for, the medical world as far as getting people access to things that they didn't have access easily, where they had to go through the doctor monopoly or oligopoly or whatever you want to call it, in order to get the prescriptions that they're looking for or to get illegal drugs that they might be looking for. He changed so much there. He also really brought Bitcoin into the mainstream.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for whatever mainstream was for Bitcoin in 2011, this is what put Bitcoin on a lot of people's maps because it made Bitcoin, it gave Bitcoin its first killer app, really.
Yeah, if you want to draw a parallel to what Ross Ulbricht did with the Silk Road and Bitcoin, I would draw the parallel of the same thing that porn did for the internet.
Yeah,
because
sure.
The internet was sort of, it was this janky thing that people didn't really know, and porn sort of gave it a viable business model.
Right? Yeah.
How to actually make money and use it as an advertising vehicle for your products and services. I contend that Ross Ulbricht did the same thing for Bitcoin.
That's a great analogy. And if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to at 603-283-6160. Do you see Ross Ulbricht as a hero figure or as a dastardly kingpin enemy? You can
a sophisticated cyber criminal?
Yeah, you can share your thoughts here.
603-283-6160.
And then we'll actually hear from Ross, because that's what this whole discussion is building up to. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Saturday show.
You're pretty fast, man. That's pretty unbelievable. I think how fast do you run the 40-yard dash, man? Do you get like a 4.5, 4.4 maybe? You're a skinny dude. Were you like fast when running in high school and all that stuff? Did you do track?
No, I didn't. Whenever we had to do like the mile, my friends and I would always walk it.
No track star framing you?
No.
So you were like, I don't know, exercising like a fat guy when you were young?
No, we just, you know, didn't feel like doing what they wanted us to do.
Yeah,
so.
I got you.
You know,
there's a lot of things that when you are forced to do them are not nearly so much fun.
No.
And, in the countries where like, oh, well, everyone should be voting, so we're going to force you by law to vote. Well, they tend to F with it a lot and run really wacky ads and like, I am the devil, you should vote for me. I am Jesus, you should vote for me. I am Superman.
In high school, they forced us to learn square dancing in gym class.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. I had to dosey. Doe and Alamand left, and
yeah, I remember they did that one.
Things of that nature. I was none too happy about it until they paired me up with arguably one of the most gorgeous girls in the class, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll Alamand.
Not
left.
So bad then.
Yeah. It was much better.
All right, so you can join us here 603-283-6160. I was trying to.
I will add, I had the proper incentive.
There you go. So I was trying to, the reason I was running back in here is I was trying to shovel as much pho noodle soup into my mouth.
What the pho?
From the local pho noodle restaurant called Pho Keen Great.
Greatest restaurant name of all time.
It is. Yeah. It truly is.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about Ross Ulbricht, and the guy, if you don't know who he is, you should. He's the creator of the Silk Road. Don't know what that is? Well, it's the first darknet marketplace where you could sell almost anything that you wanted to. Tended to focus on drugs, like illegal drugs that you can't just go down to the corner store and buy. And
harmless illegal drugs, like marijuana, for example.
Well, there were some harmful or potentially harmful drugs that were sold there as well. And in this video that Bitcoin Magazine posted on their site, and kudos to Bitcoin Magazine for not just putting this video online from the Bitcoin convention in Miami last weekend, but what appears to be, I think, the entire convention.
Nice.
So if you weren't able to go and see people like Ron Paul speak at a Bitcoin convention for what I think might have been the first time for Ron Paul.
Yeah, he has tended away from weighing in on Bitcoin for the most part.
And I haven't watched the speech. It's about a 40-minute long speech. But, of course, Ron Paul talking about monetary freedom. And obviously he's warmed up, I think, to the idea of Bitcoin, whether or not, you know.
And, I mean, I always knew that his position included the idea of, like, well, there should be a market for it. You should be free to trade that. That would be constitutional now, wouldn't it?
So, but this isn't about Ron Paul, but if you wanted to see that, just check out the Bitcoin Magazine YouTube channel, and then there's a ton of content from this event, which I think had over 10,000 attendees, probably one of the biggest Bitcoin conferences that has ever happened.
Yeah, there was a lot going on at that one. The Twitter guy was saying, like, yeah, if I wasn't so busy doing Twitter and Square, I'd be working on Bitcoin.
Oh, he is working on Bitcoin. You're talking about Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter. I believe he's hired a bunch of programmers and just turned them loose on Bitcoin, just, you know, using his own money or something like that. So he's a big fan. And so anyway, back to Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road. I've got audio here that we actually started playing toward the end of the Thursday night show. So I'm not going to replay what I already played, obviously. If you've missed the first part of this, go back to Thursday. Go to freetalklive.com.
Wait, let me go back.
You can go back in time.
To Thursday. Okay, I've seen it.
And you can listen to that there. And we, like I said, we played in the last hour of the show.
He was quick.
Not a whole lot of commentary.
Time travel, man.
But anyway, just to bring you up to speed, it's Ross Ulbricht calling from federal prison and doing his first ever interview. I'm sorry, it wasn't really an interview. It was just Ross talking for 25 plus minutes.
It was a speech.
Yeah, basically.
First ever speech.
And it was his first ever being heard since the whole Silk Road thing.
Nice to have proof of life, at the very least.
Yeah, so that makes it, you know, pretty special. And that's why I wanted to share it here on the radio, just to get in some extra listeners, right? So, I mean, obviously you can go to the Bitcoin Magazine YouTube channel and listen there. But we'll obviously be able to comment. But to just bring you up to speed on what he's been talking about here, he's been discussing, you know, what is like in prison. He was put in what they call the special housing unit, which is the hole, as they call it in prison. This generally is a 23-hour-a-day lockdown status. That's where I was, by the way, for 69 days. But honestly, the jail I was in wasn't so bad. I suspect it was
every
a lot
time
worse.
You say that, I feel like I should Bill and Ted you. 69, dude!
I think it's a lot worse for Ross.
Solitary confinement, basically.
Yeah, solitary confinement. You get your meals through a slot in the door. And that's it. That's it. So we go to, and maybe they'll lay you out for an hour into the cell block or something every day to walk around. So here's Ross talking about his mother, who he learned at one point while he was in prison. This is earlier on, so years ago. He's been behind bars since 2013. Yeah. Was convicted in 2015, sentenced to 2 life sentences plus 40 years. So he's been in there for almost a decade of his life. Early on, his mom had an issue medically as a result of apparently some of the stress being brought on her, and she's been an amazing lady who has been fighting for her son's freedom basically nonstop ever since the FBI kidnapped him back in 2013. So here he is recounting that story.
My sister was going to tell me my mom was dead. But she said, mom's in the hospital. And I was like, oh, thank God, she's not dead. But I was like, wait, the hospital? That's not good either. Technically, our mother had died. Her heart stopped at the breakfast table that morning. My uncle kept it going with CPR, and she was rushed to the hospital. She was unconscious in the ICU when I called. It was a long time before I was able to talk to her, and I didn't know if she would live. We didn't know if there would be brain damage. No one would say it, but I knew it was my fault. pushing every moment of every day for my freedom. Stress-induced cardiomyopathy. They call it broken heart syndrome. I broke my mother's heart and it nearly killed her. Pain I've caused my family. I didn't think of them, not as much as I should have, when I was taking those risks, when I was risking my freedom. My mom made a full recovery, thank God.
Before we go on, so if you're just tuning into this, if you didn't hear the Thursday night episode of the show where we played the first 15 minutes of what is basically a 30-minute speech by Ross Ulbricht, there's a lot of, you know, him feeling like he's made a mistake or that he's regretting now the decisions that he's made. And there's no doubt that, you know, it does come home to you when you get kidnapped by these armed men and women in the federal or state or local governments, and they put you in a cage, and then you really realize how much effect that has on people on the outside, and it's not an easy thing to process. It's especially difficult, you know, when you've got people on the outside who are counting on you for things, and you know, who care about you, and it's just not easy. That said, I think, and it's hard to know how much of what Ross is saying is influenced by the situation that he's in, meaning that he still has some hope of getting out, under what circumstances that would look like. It's not clear exactly. He's appealed. The appeals have failed. In theory, you know, whatever president there is at the time, Joe Biden in this case, could, in theory, issue him some sort of a commutation or a pardon or whatever. So there aren't – all the doors aren't completely closed, but most of them have been closed. But if he's not sounding like he's sorry for what he did, even though a lot of people like us believe he's a hero – and we know that he saved countless lives. He earlier in the interview or earlier in the speech references that he's sorry to anyone who has died as a result of the Silk Road. And certainly somebody out there overdosed on heroin that they got from the Silk Road, but they probably would have overdosed on heroin anyway. So, you know, I don't want him to beat himself up over what happened, but I understand why he might be saying some of the things that he's saying.
Sure.
Yeah, it's easy to get into self-recrimination when you've been tortured for years.
Right.
And, I mean, make no mistake out there. To be pulled from your social situation, they've done the studies of your neurology. It is torture. It is the same part of your brain as physical pain.
We're going to continue with the discussion. If you want to weigh in on Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, speaking for the first time basically ever publicly, 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.